5 minutes before 9 o'clock, and Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, like other works of science fiction like 1984 and others, is eerily predictive of the future. I guess I was going to say we haven't had book burnings, although there have been some from time to time. Not quite, however, as comprehensive as in Fahrenheit 451. And a new production is going to be presented by Prime Stage Theater. And today with us we have actors Justin Moore and also Megan Yantico, and director Justin Fortunato is with us. And good morning to you all. And Justin Fortunato, I'm going to start with you. Tell me a little bit about the production.
Sure. Well, thank you for having us. Well, with Ray Bradbury's passing a couple of months ago, we all feel really connected to the story now more than ever. But yeah, the story takes place in the future, in the 24th century. And it deals with the idea that firemen no longer put out fires, but they start fires. And the novel started out as a short story by Mr. Bradbury called The Pedestrian, which turned into a novella called The Fireman and eventually became Fahrenheit 451, which he wrote in 1953. And this play adaptation was adapted by Ray himself, where Ray loved the theater. But our production, as you mentioned earlier, really deals with, science fiction. Ray has a quote, and he said he does his work to not to predict the future, but to prevent it. So a lot of the fears that he had, or a lot of the fears that are in the play, are already happening. So, for example, in the play, he talks about television walls that cover, you know, the entire wall, or he talks about TV shows made about our own lives. And he predicted landing on the moon, and he predicted reality TV and our kind of escapism into iPods, iPhones, and
Amazing. It's been a long time since I've read it, but the notion of the big screens on the walls and reality television is incredible.
Yeah, so what's exciting about our production, we have a cast of 10 incredible actors, and two of them are here today to read an excerpt from the show for you. But our production's kind of set in the future today, if that makes sense. So coming to the show, you'll see a lot of the things that you recognize, and the show is scary on a lot of levels, but it also makes you think. And the books that are burnt in the show are a metaphor for knowledge in general. And it's about what happens whenever we stop thinking for ourselves and what happens whenever we stop searching for knowledge.
Well, let's meet the actors that we have with us today, and we turn from Justin Fortunato to Justin Moore. And Justin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Hi. Thank you for having me. I grew up in New Kensington. I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh with a degree in theater arts, and I've just been, back in Pittsburgh for few years now, and I work for UPMC during the day, and I don't know, what else would you like to know?
Oh, that tells us a lot about you. How long has it been since you graduated from New Kensington?
I graduated from Valley in New Kensington, Valley High School in 1998.
Okay, the reason I ask is somebody who works for us is also from New Kensington, but she's a wee bit younger, but not much, just a little bit. What do you do for UPMC?
I work for the Office of Grants and Contracts for Western Psych.
Excellent. Well, it's good to have you here. That's a nice change, I would imagine, being on the stage and acting.
Yeah, acting is definitely my passion, and, I would obviously rather do that full time. But, you got to make money whenever you can.
Can you tell me about some of the other plays you've been in?
Yeah, I've done a lot of comedies, actually. Noise is Off, Lend Me a Tenor, Leading Ladies. I don't know, I can go on.
No, well, it's great to hear your voice this morning. And let's say hello to Megan, spelled with two A's, right? M-A-G-A-N. Is it Megan or Magan?
It's Megan.
I thought so.
Yeah, I'm really specific about it.
You've probably been asked about your name a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to ask you anyway. Is it a family name of sorts?
Yes, Jantko is Hungarian.
Oh, I meant your first name, Megan.
Oh, my first name. Actually, no, it's not necessarily. My parents just wanted to be different and special, so.
So they made you special.
Yeah.
Where were you raised?
I was raised in Cleveland, Ohio.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
I go to school here. I go to Point Park University.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Musical theater?
Musical theater, BFA, yeah.
Well, that's great. It's a great school. A lot of people don't realize that Pittsburgh really has three amazing drama schools in Pitt, Carnegie Mellon, and Point Park. It seems like many folks only seem to know about one of them rather than the other two. And in particular, musical theater at Point Park is a hugely successful program. What year are you in?
It's my junior year.
And what attracted you to musical theater? Did you know when you were a little girl that you wanted to do this?
Yes, I did. I didn't really go forward with it until high school, but when I was younger, I would always go to the movies with my grandmother, and I would always go see plays with my family members, and I always wanted to be on stage. So that's what kind of drew me to it. I always had a little love for it back then. So,
in terms of your studies as a musical theater major, since you're closest to that, what do you think would surprise people about the life of a student studying musical theater at Point Park?
What would surprise people?
Or what would people be just surprised to know in terms of what's required of you or your day-to-day life?
I would definitely say something that would surprise people is, you know, we get nervous before going on stage. It's still scary no matter what, but there's a love for it that some people don't understand, but some people do. And, you know, we're just normal human beings trying to portray other characters and, you know, help people relate to stories. And some people don't understand that and know that right away, but, yeah, that's we're just like everyone else.
So. Is it hard?
Yes, it's very hard. Very hard.
Or should say challenging or demanding. I would imagine that the physical demands and even, you know, the mental or emotional demands have got to be huge.
Oh, definitely. We're required to, you know, take care of ourselves, our bodies, our instruments, and just, you know, give ourselves emotionally every single day. So it's intense.
As long as I'm asking that question, Justin Moore, when you were at Pitt, and you're single major in theater at Pitt.
I also studied English Lit Film Studies.
Yeah, and what was it like studying drama at Pitt?
It was very good. I had some very amazing teachers, and a lot of them, you know, still act locally with the public in City Theater. And I loved the program. I know it doesn't have the reputation of Point Park and CMU, and it's not, you know, a specific school for acting. Like, we had a theater arts major, not like a specific musical theater or, you know, acting major. So we were very, very well-rounded in all aspects of theater production. Like, I've had to do costumes and props and, you know, lighting design. You know, you had to work in the shop. You pretty much learn how to do everything. And, you know, I know some people who switch from specifically wanted to do acting, who actually got more involved in the backstage stuff. They seemed to they gravitated that more, and it fit them, fit them better. I don't know.
No, it's good to be able to do that and to find the exact niche if it's something. And I'm asking you these questions in part because I think it's very mysterious to a lot of people what it's like to study acting and how you get to be an actor. And Justin, I forget where you went to school.
I went to Point Park, too. I graduated about a year and a half ago with my BFA in musical theater.
Okay, yeah. So you, I'm sure, are able to counsel Megan a little bit as she goes through her career. So can you set up the scene that we're about to
hear? I sure can, yeah. So this is the first time that these two characters, Guy Montag, which is played by Justin, and Megan plays Clarice. Guy's walking home on a stormy night, and rain's pouring down. And he's walking back home after just setting fire to a person's home. And he notices a young girl with her mouth up to the sky catching raindrops. And he wants to continue walking home, but for some reason he stops to talk to her. And that's where this scene takes place.
So now Prime Stage Theater with a scene from Fahrenheit 451.
I know who you are. Even with my eyes shut, I know. Kerosene. That means you're...
Guy Montag.
The fireman. The man who starts fires and burns books.
Guy Montag.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
Don't they have water at your house?
Ever tried it?
Why should I?
Because it tastes better. Come on.
I feel silly.
If you never feel silly, then you'll never feel great.
Why am I standing here?
Because you know I'm right. Trust me. You're afraid of drowning.
No, I'm not, darn it.
Isn't it great?
It's water.
No, it tastes just exactly like...
Wine?
Hey, yes. Next good storm, can I come to your house and ask if you can come out to play?
My wife would...
No. She never does anything.
You've been watching me.
What a shame. She never comes out by day.
And you shouldn't be out by night. Look at the sidewalks. That way and that way. They're...
Empty? Yes. Nobody uses them anymore. Is it against the law?
Not quite.
Anyway, I'm not alone. You've been walking home from work for about a week now.
Have I?
Hadn't you noticed?
I... Come along. You'll catch your death of cold.
No, nothing that simple. I've been thinking I'll just disappear someday and never come back.
Why would you say that?
I talk too much. My grandfather, C.R. Faber, you ever hear of him, the philosopher? Says I should shut up. I make people nervous.
You make me very nervous.
You see? How long have you been a fireman?
10 years.
Do you ever read any of the books you burn?
That's against the law.
Yes, but do you?
Don't you know the rules? Monday, burn Millay. Tuesday, Tolstoy. Wednesday, Walt Whitman. Thursday, Thoreau. Friday, Faulkner. Burn them to ashes, and then burn the ashes.
You sound awfully pleased about it.
It's a job.
I can see that. Is it true that long ago, firemen once put out fires instead of going to places to start them?
No.
But once upon a time, houses did burn, didn't they? They weren't fireproof like today.
That was long ago.
There are a few of those houses left.
A few, yes. Yes.
Our house is one of them. If it caught fire, would you come over and save me and put it out?
I...
Would you?
I don't know. I never thought.
Well, here's my house. Remember it, just in case. Why are you laughing?
Because you keep changing the subject.
Well, why not? I wonder if those drivers know what grass is. A green blur. Houses, white blurs, flowers, pink blurs, brown blurs, cows. I often think that if fast cars had been invented in 1820, Impressionism would have arrived 40 years earlier on, don't you think? But you must. You're missing all the fun. Did you know that once on highways, billboards were only 25 feet wide, but with our jet cars rushing faster, we had to build our modern ones, stretch them out, make them 100 feet across so you could see them?
I know.
You say I know when you mean, oh, shut up.
No, no. You are peculiar, but I like you. My God, your house.
What?
The lights are on. All of them blazing.
That's because we don't have any television walls in our house. Just us, lights on, my grandfather, me, talking.
Talking? Talking about what?
You.
Wait.
Yes?
Nothing.
One last question.
Yes?
Are you happy?
Happy?
Sorry. Good night.
Happy.
Megan and Justin, Prime Stage Theater, that's a That's a great scene, and you guys are very convincing, bringing those characters to life. It makes you wonder what's going to happen. Justin Moore and Megan Yanko, do you have fun doing this together?
Mm-hmm.
It looks, absolutely.
Looks like you...
he's a joy.
Dude, he's a joy, huh?
Oh, well then.
I don't know. I'm going to turn to Justin Fortunato. Any observations about these two? What are they like to direct?
I was very lucky. Over 100 people came out to audition for the show.
Really?
And,
wow.
Yeah, and we cast 10 people. We also had a lot of video submissions from people from other states. But yeah, I found, in my opinion, 10 of the best actors in town. The show not only features these two, but it features other actors such as Dana Michelle Griffith and Montez Freeland. And Derek Bingham, and Ryan Kearney, and Caitlin Kerr, and Haley Nielsen, and Ken Lutz. They're people that have worked with Prime Stage before, people that haven't. But it's a great eclectic group of people who really bring this story to life. And just to get a cheap plug-in, which I'm sure we'll get to soon enough, but just to remind everyone, the show runs November 2nd through 11th at the new Hazlett Theater. There's a preview on Friday night, which is $10 flat fee if you buy in advance. And then, it runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we have student matinees that whole week, and then it runs again Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So with any show that you're involved with, you want people to come, but this show especially, I think right now, at this time, is very important, and I couldn't be happier with the design team I have, and I couldn't be happier with the actors that I have really bringing the story to life.
November 2nd to the 11th at the new Hazlett Theater, which is right next door to our studios here in historic Allegheny Square. PrimeStage.com is how you can get additional information. And thanks to each of you. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just please come out and see the show if you can. And you can get tickets by going on PrimeStage.com or you can call 1-877-TICKET. That's 1-877-TICKET. But yeah, we hope you can come out. It's gonna be a good night.
Thank you. And that was the voice of Justin Fortunato, who directs the play. And you heard actors Megan Yantico and Justin Moore in their roles. Fahrenheit 451 opens November 2nd at the new Hazlett Theater. It's now 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. If you've got a birthday today or in the week ahead.